Wildflowers is being marketed as Tom Petty's second solo album, but it sounds a lot like the music he played during 20 years with his band, The Heartbreakers. Rock critic Ken Tucker considers whether the consistency of Petty's music is a weakness or a strength.
You belong among the wildflowers.
In many ways, Tom Petty's Wildflowers is a product of the rock and roll industry so predictable and conservative that it seems an object designed to be despised. In 1994, what could be more trite than a Tom Petty collection that features a few of his old bandmates from the Heartbreakers, plus a bunch of familiar Los Angeles session players like percussionist Lenny Castro, as well as super special guest star Ringo Starr? What could be more expected than Petty's solemn croak of a voice enunciating lyrics as pretty as a hotel bedroom painting? And yet, why does all this continue to sound so good? There, in that utterly typical yet irresistibly catchy song, are a few clues to Tom Petty's continuing appeal. There's the couplet, "Let's get to the point, let's roll another joint." Well, for many of Tom Petty's fans, the joint is the point. They use Petty's loping melodies as their relaxation of choice. Then there's the title line, "You Don't Know How It Feels," which is completed in the chorus as, "You don't know how it feels to be me." But of course we know how it feels. How it feels to be Tom Petty is how it feels to be oneself. Tom Petty has the gift of being a big rock star able to eternally reduce himself to the status of his lowliest listener without seeming condescending. And his fans love him for it. By now, it's almost hard to remember that when he first came along in the late 70s, Petty sounded like a guy who had copied his singing style from Bob Dylan and liked to emulate Everly Brothers melodies. This did not make him look like a hip fellow in the wake of punk rock. But he's persisted with an admirable steadfastness that's ended up making a virtue of predictability. All of which is to say, this is a really good album.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Tom Petty's new album, Wildflowers.